Bert Show.
Good morning, Lucy. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning, Lucy. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Now, Jen raised an interesting point a couple of minutes ago. Like, you already know that your boyfriend's screwing around, but you are holding on to it and planning.
Completely.
I'm just impressed with the calculation of all of that. You know just how calculated you could be.
Right. I feel like the only way that I can bust him is by showing up at one of his dates and addressing the issue. I think if I tried to talk to him about it or just brought it up in conversation, that he would have an excuse, or it would just, I don't know, I just felt he could talk his way out of it, and I wouldn't have valid proof of what he's doing. So if I show up, you know, there I am. Obviously, I know what's going on, and I can address it that way.
All right, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit. You and your boyfriend have been going out how long?
A year.
Okay, and how do you know that he's online looking for other women?
I found him. I searched him and found him, and I was clued into the whole thing because initially, a few months ago, he was reading his email one time, and I saw an email from the service, online dating service, like, you know, your connections for the week or whatever, and I thought, it wasn't like a personal mail, you know, it was like an automatic message from the service, and I thought, okay, well, everyone who's been single has tried online dating things, so it's probably his old subscription, you know, he's just letting it run out, and he's still getting the emails, no big deal. And then his work schedule, his job, he has to go on a lot of after-hours dinners and meeting clients for drinks and things like that, and I go with him on a lot of those meetings just to lighten it up and meet with families and couples and stuff. But every once in a while, he'll have a meeting with a client that he doesn't want to tell me anything about, not where they're going, not what the meeting is about, not their name, not anything. He's just very, very tight-lipped about it. And this happened a couple of times. I just started to get a weird feeling because it's just, you know, it's like night and day. I just kind of put it all together and searched him and found him. And I couldn't believe it. I was just shocked that I found, you know, his profile. And then I went into it. I was able to get into his profile. And then I saw his activity. And then I knew what was really going on. And the day that I found all this out, he had had a client dinner about 5 days before that I didn't go on. And so when I went to his account, I read all the emails between he and the person he was meeting with, who wasn't a client, who he met online.
So he was setting up dates and for sure going out on those. And, I mean, you saw it right there in black and white, so you know for sure it's happening.
How many times do you know of that he's done this?
Well, I'm still working to find that out. I'm trying to, you know, find out the history because I just found out about the recent one. So I'm not exactly sure how long it's been going on. I know of one for absolutely sure because I read about it. And I know that night he had a client dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to find out, you know, what happened with other people that are in his profile, people that he's talked to before. I'm trying to find out what really went on with them. Were they just chatting online, or did they actually meet? Did they just go to one dinner? Did they go to more than one dinner? Were they dating? You know, I really don't know exactly what all went on. But, I mean, just meeting one person for drinks is out of bounds for our relationship. We're in our 30s, and we're, you know, talking about our future together. We're, you know, I thought we were done with the games, but I don't think that's the case.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year.
Okay. And how do you visualize this whole sit-down meeting with him going? Like, what's your plan for that? Because you're so calculated, I would imagine you've thought through every step of it.
Well, I feel kind of bad for the women that he's meeting with. So I realize it's not their fault. They're playing by the rules. They're online as single women, you know, trying to meet single men. So the women that he's meeting aren't really at fault. They probably have no idea. So I just envision him being on a date with someone he's met online and me going there after they've already sat down and they've started their evening together, you know, just going to the restaurant or the bar or whatever, and introducing myself to her, validating that they did meet online, and then asking her if she wouldn't mind leaving, because obviously he doesn't need to be there on a date with her, and then just addressing it with him and ask him to just explain to me what he's been doing, what is he thinking, you know, what's the deal.
Now, is it possible, like, what if you didn't walk in and introduce yourself to her? Like, what if you... And you just... Like, what if you just walked in and you paid the you know, like, get a girlfriend to go with you and pay the server, the maitre d' or whatever, like, to give you the table right next to his. And you just walk in and you sit down right next to him.
Right.
Because you know what he could do is, on the off chance that the girl, like, knows that he's in a relationship, like, there could be some cover-up, like, hey, if anybody walks in here, you and I are having a business meeting and you, you know, sell widgets and I want to buy them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, if you just walk in and you sit right next to him, then there would be no time to establish that or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just thinking out loud. And
of course, if it's
trying to make good radio.
There's the movies, you could just go into the kitchen and you could put on an apron and take a tray and serve them. But I guess that doesn't quite translate.
Just like Owen Wilson did in Wedding Crashers. Remember that?
Yeah.
And accidentally spill it in his lap.
So what exactly are you looking for from us?
Well, what I was planning on doing before I contacted the Burt Show was just going on his profile and looking and seeing his activity. After I found this out, I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to go on the next date. That's what I'm going to do. Well, there hasn't been another date. I'm like, I'm ready for this to move along. I'm ready for him to meet someone online and go on a date. And, you know, since the last one, there hasn't, like, been enough activity with him and anyone trying to make any plans. And I would like to hurry that along so that I can get this over with. Obviously, when I found out about it, I was just sick, completely sick over it. And that was about 2 weeks ago. So I've been, you know, we're together all the time. I'm with him. We're with family and friends, and we're doing stuff. And I'm sick. I just can't even. I don't know how much longer I can deal with
it. So what you want is you want our listeners to help entrap him.
Yes, I want someone to help me be someone he'd be attracted to, and go on a date with him, and just, I guess, be part of this whole thing, so that, you know, they're on my side and I'm in control.
So you need a wing woman here. You need somebody to build a profile on. You need to go online, find a very attractive woman, have her come on to him in very specific ways that you know would sort of...
I don't think she can do that.
Lure him in and then see if he'll take the bait and go out on a date with this woman while you're there watching it all happen. So you have concrete proof and you could say, I know you're dirt. I know you're dirty dog. And that's it. We're done.
I don't think you can entrap him.
Why not?
Because that's going to be, when he's defending himself, that's going to be his excuse. That's going to be his reason. He's going to be like, you set me up, you entrapped me, you had this woman lure me in with things you knew that I would be interested in, and while on paper it seems really good, that's going to be his argument back. And then if you bring up the past dates, he's going to say, I did, because you only have proof of one, I did that once, and it was a mistake, and we only went out once, and I'm not in touch with him anymore, and I never will do it again, and blah, blah, blah. So I think you just have to wait for it to happen naturally, because if you have anything to do with the next girl to date him.
Why do you, you had made the comment earlier about how I thought we were in our 30s and I thought the games were over, but apparently not, but you're participating in them yourself.
Right. I feel like if I,
good point.
I just think I cannot address this in a normal conversation with him. I think he, like, all things that Jeff just said is exactly what he would say. I think I can only bust him is the only way to get him to see, okay, I know what's going on. I'm not just sitting here blindly, you know, letting you do whatever you want to do. I'm very, very aware of what you're doing.
Well, you've already busted him. Like, you have the knowledge.
Right.
And then if you don't want to tolerate this, then you just walk away from this.
Yeah, why don't
and
you
then
just...
He knows what he did.
Why don't you just go away?
Yeah, I don't understand why busting him and going through all this, for what? He knows what he did.
Put him in
he
a
just
tank
doesn't know that you know what he and you're
sharks with laser beams on their head
and you're suffering really anyway and you are the one suffering for this. You've been sick and nauseous and had to be around him for 2 weeks with this knowledge, and in the end you're going to suffer more than him.
You're making it more complicated.
Hey V, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, I was just going to say what Jeff said, that she's making it complicated, and just dump him already. This whole thing is like a waste of time. It's like she's pathetic.
2 weeks already?
Yeah. But you know what you know what he's doing.
On a relationship of a year.
You know what he's doing. You know what he's all about. So I don't...
Do you guys live together?
No.
Okay.
But we spend a lot of time together.
There's Jessie. She's done this very same thing. Hey, Jessie.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. I kind of did the same thing. I do agree with the last caller that, you know, if you kind of think it's going to be over anyway, just go ahead and dump him and get rid of him and don't go through the process. But it is fun. I did the same thing to an ex of mine, and I couldn't find anyone to help me out and do kind of what you were talking about. So I actually went online And I'm not familiar with whatever site you're talking about, but his was MySpace. And I created a fake profile. I went to like an adult website, copied and pasted a picture, and that was my, you know, picture.
Wow.
And contacted him, said, hey, we're in the same area. I'm new. Let's go out for some drinks. And actually saved and printed every single back and forth message that we had to each other. And we ended up setting a date to meet somewhere, and I was early. And when he got there, he was very shocked to find me. And I presented him with all the emails and said, well, hey, are you looking for such and such? And needless to say, it was a very interesting night.
So are you glad you handled it the way you did?
Oh, yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, and it would have been easier just to say, you know, hey, I'm on to you and it's over, because if he's doing that and he's been doing it for a while, he's obviously not as committed as she thinks he is, but it is kind of fun just to get back at him and say, hey, you know, I can play your game too. But
to me, if you go ahead and you do this, Lucy, and you meet him when he thinks he's meeting somebody else, and you just put the stuff on the table and then you walk away without the explanation, to me, that's more legitimate than
Then
hearing him out. Because now you've got your proof. You don't even need to hear what his excuse is. And then you move on.
You know.
Right. You know.
What's important.
What are the chances that you stay with him after all this drama's over?
The chance exists. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but the chance does exist.
That's why she's playing the game.
Yes. Because you want to give him a chance to defend himself so that you have an excuse to stay with him.
We have been together for a year, but we've actually known each other for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And our families are all friends. We've got a long history before our relationship. So just walking away and like never seeing someone again who you've really only known and only dated for 1 year is not how a situation would end up in the end.
But here's the thing. Here's what we're saying is, if you say you go through this whole thing and there's still a chance that you guys can get together, I mean, you can be together, then why go through the whole thing?
Especially if you entrap him, then no way.
Yeah, why don't you just sit him down and go, hey, know what you've been up to?
Right.
Do you want to resolve this so we can try to work it out?
Because if you were solid, like if he took the bait, that would be the end of the relationship. I could see us helping you out. But you're not saying that. You're like, it can survive.
You're seriously being Dr. Evil with the sharks and the laser beams.
Yeah, you don't need to do all this.
I think they're bass.
I
want
to know what he has to say.
What's that? Bass, that's right.
I've saved everything that I found so far, so I could print everything out, you know, and show him proof.
Yeah.
And I could leave it on the table and walk away, you know, and then just kind of see what happens after that. At some point, I do want to know what was he thinking. Is this something he wanted to do for the rest of his life?
No, you don't.
You want to toy with this guy.
You in the end, you just want him to feel, I think you want him to feel like you did. Somehow you want him to feel the same emotions you've, and he won't.
I would like to follow along with you. I don't feel right about helping you with it, like getting a listener or somebody on staff to help you recruit, but I certainly would be interested to hear, if you're doing it on your own, exactly how it's happening.
Well, Wendy does need a 30th date.
We can set it up by noon today. So you know what I'm saying? Like, just for the theater of it, I'd like to hear how it goes down, because I think there's a good large number of women that handle it the same way you're doing it. And the soap opera is good. But to help you, I don't think that's right.
Right.
I got to be honest.
That's fine.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Hello.
Hello, is this Steve Carell?
This is he.
Well, that's good luck on our part, because we've been sitting here waiting for you. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
Let me introduce you to everybody here.
Okay.
Okay, my name is Bert. Hi. This is Jeff.
Hi there.
Hello.
And Jen.
Hey.
Hi.
And Melissa.
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Do I have this right that at one point or another you wanted to be a radio DJ?
You know what? After college, I auditioned for a couple of to actually be a newsreader on a radio station. One up in the Green Mountains in New Hampshire, and I auditioned for a job as a newsreader for something called the Sumner Callahan Radio Network.
Okay.
It was the station that only broadcast into the tunnel leading to Logan Airport. And so, because there was no reception, so they just had a broadcast into the tunnel, and people could hear it for all of about 45 seconds.
Did you get that job, or did you just...
No, I didn't. I was not good enough.
When you auditioned, did you have one hand on your headphones and almost look very serious?
No, I didn't. I probably didn't even have a headphone. I did like one hand cupped over my ear.
Yeah, if you're doing that, you should get the job. Because if you're going to work for something.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That's a very professional position to take.
And even though only 9 people were ever going to listen to you, you wanted that job so bad.
Oh, I was desperate. I was hungry.
Are you kidding?
I was hungry to get it.
That is the best radio job in the world, because in that tunnel, there's no one else to listen to.
Now they wired it so you get all reception through the tunnel. So I think that particular station is probably obsolete at this point.
Well, that would have changed everything.
Yes, cutting edge.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't hire you is why they're obsolete. So that's what you take away from it.
My career could have taken a very different turn.
See? That's right.
Steve Carell joining the Burt Show on Q100 today.
I'm curious about your real-life office experience, if it helps you draw upon for your role as Michael Scott on The Office.
I never actually worked in an office. The closest I worked was the U.S. Post Office.
Oh,
I
no.
was a rural mail carrier in Massachusetts.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I drove, and they didn't even supply us with a postal vehicle. We had to drive our own cars.
But
all of our cars are left-hand drive, so we had to drive with one hand and deliver the mail out the right window. So it was incredibly dangerous.
Always scooting over on the chair, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I moved to Chicago a few months after I quit the post office. But for months, I was still finding mail that was, like, stuck under my seat. I was really bad at it.
That's probably, like, one of those $1 million checks from Publishers Clearinghouse that just never got delivered.
Exactly.
And
you have inherited $10 million.
And you have changed the course of somebody's life because they had to claim that within 24 hours, and it's still sitting underneath your seat.
Probably.
Or you're in the car with a girl, and she reaches between your seat, and you get back in the car, and she's like, "Who is Meredith Plimpton of New Hampshire?"
Hey, Steve, before we get into talking about Get Smart, I have to play a clip of you on TV from a few months ago that when I was watching it, it absolutely drove me crazy, and I never got closure on it. So I'm hoping you can give me that closure today.
I'm very scared right now.
You shouldn't be. It's not going to be painful, I don't think. But I just I feel like I need closure, and here is the clip.
What is this for, by the way?
Oh, TMZ.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
No more of you guys.
You don't like TMZ?
I'll pass.
Okay, so you're standing in front of a restaurant.
Yeah, that's the first time anything like that had ever happened.
Right.
You know, because my wife and I really don't go to sort of Hollywood hangout places.
Mm-hmm.
We have two little kids. We're real homebodies.
Mm-hmm.
So I came out of a restaurant, there was a guy with a video camera, and, you know, he said he was from TMZ. And, you know, I know they're, you know, I know what they're about. So I just chose not to talk to him. That was basically it.
You started to say something there like, no, you guys once, never mind. Like, you were going to launch into a story, and then you never got into it, and I was screaming at the TV, I need to know!
You know what it was? It's just, it was I don't even know what the particular story was, but it was, you know, it was about some celebrity. I'd just briefly seen what the show was about, and recently, you know, like that week, I had, you know, somebody had told me about it, so I looked it up, and basically, you know, they just try to make people, they just, you know, they're like the bullies in school. They just try to make people look stupid. So, you know, it was just in reference to something that I saw them do to somebody else. So I know what their agenda is, and, you know, I get it. They're making a living, and they're poking fun at people, but I just chose not to say anything, that's all.
Now, you talk about hanging out at home and not going to those restaurants when you do go out. Is it is it fair to assume that the people who do end up on TMZ every day or week, you know, the regulars, if you will, are going places where they know they'll get that exposure and maybe even thrive on it or want it?
I don't know. Perhaps. You know, that's hard for me to even say. I'm so out of the loop in terms of what people do. And, you know, that might be the case. Maybe some people are looking for the attention and the exposure. My life is pretty boring. So I don't, there's really nothing, you know, me coming out of a restaurant, I don't know, frankly, who would even want to see that. So.
What's the most exciting thing to happen in your life in the past 7 days?
In the past 7 days, wow.
Not professionally, personally.
My family flew back to the East Coast, and my kids were, I was 4 and a 7-year-old, and they were really good on the plane. That was exciting to me.
That was a highlight.
We were kind of over the hump in terms of, like, the screaming and the jittery, you know, running up and down the aisles. They were really, really good. So that was an exciting sort of monumental moment for us.
I am absolutely...
Hey, Lena, our time is up. I've got to move on. I'm sorry.
Can we at least ask him about Get Smart so we can plug the movie?
Absolutely. Quick question, please.
Okay. Why don't we talk about Get Smart?
Okay. Now seems like a good time.
Opening on June 20th. Tell us all about it.
I play Maxwell Smart. This is sort of an origin story. He's an analyst at the spy agency called Control, and he is promoted to spy, and he goes out in the field for the first time. And it's really exciting. It's like a big action comedy. It's sort of a comedic Bourne Identity.
Anne Hathaway stars with you, right?
Yeah, she's very ugly.
It's very hard to go to the set. And it opens up on June 20th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It turned out well. I think it's fun.
I can't wait to go see it.
Theaters tomorrow.
Thanks. Yeah. All right, Steve. Today. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye, Steve.
Today.
Well, the whole thing.
In theaters today.
And you want to say, because you said like twice in there, opening on, you want to say opening today?
So Get Smart is opening today, correct?
That's right.
Oh, he's still there.
Oh, hey.
Were you really confused?
I didn't know whether I was off or on.
Yeah. You can leave whenever you like, or we can hang out.
I'm always confused.
Never before has he been happier that he's not in radio and that tunnel job didn't work out. Listen to these jackasses. Damn. Can't even get today.
If I knew he was still on, we should have just started the interview over as a station in Houston. We would have gotten
for
a long time. All right, Steve, thank you. I'll hang up now.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Bert Show.